Father, I thank you for your presence in this place right now. I thank you that you speak by your Spirit through your vessels, and that not one word you speak falls to the ground or goes void, but it always accomplishes what you have destined it to accomplish. I just felt in my spirit so strongly that in the world today, there is such a feminist move. It's almost as though women feel they have to stand up for their rights. But you know, in Christ, we give up any rights. We don't have to protect anything because we are in Christ and He is our identity. We know that we are in Him. And just as Paul said, so do we. God, that I may disappear, that I may be nothing, and that Christ may be everything in me. And so as men and women rise up in this move, in what God is doing throughout the earth, it's not race, not tribe, not creed. It's got nothing to do with your education. It's got nothing to do from where you were born. It's got nothing to do about your social standing. It has nothing to do whether you're male or female. It only has to be if you are surrendered to Jesus Christ and you have taken His word and embraced it with everything you are, and you choose to believe Him, you choose to believe His word, and you operate controlled by the power of the Holy Ghost. People will not see you, they will see Christ in you. The demons will flee, sickness will go, nothing will stand in the way of the power of God that you walk in. So remember, church, it's for you. It's for you. Never despise your youth. Never despise where you come from. Never despise anything in the natural. Don't worry about that. Know who you are as a new creation, a powerful child of God. You are not low. You are not worthless. You are of great value and worth because of who is in you. You carry Him. You carry the King. You carry His presence. You carry His victory. You carry His life and His purpose. So rise up in this time. Every word that what you spoke was so powerful. So powerful. Understand who you are. Empty yourself of everything that is you. And fill yourself of that which is far more precious. Jesus. And everything He has for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.